John Metchie's name was brought up multiple times, right? We all know John's story. He's been in the league 2 years. He got drafted in April, July. All of a sudden, he's got a form of cancer, form of leukemia. Which one was it?
Leukemia.
That he was out for the first. He was out for his first year in the league. He was away from the team. He comes back. He's healthy enough to be back last year. A lot of people, every time we talked about the wide receiver room, people brought up John Metchie early in the conversation. I was like, whoa. Pump your brakes a little bit, right? But John Metchie was brought up multiple times. Here's C.J. Stroud on John Metchie specifically. He was brought up three or four times now in a 10 or 15-minute media session with C.J. Stroud. But here he was when Stroud was specifically asked about John Metchie.
Man, he has a ton of value, a huge impact I think that he'll bring this season. I think last year was good to get his feet back in the water, you know, coming off of an injury, then something so traumatic, like being sick how he was. And man, his mindset is just, you know, he's ready to come back and ball. So not only is he a great football player, but he's a great person. And I wouldn't want to be anywhere else with anybody else other than those guys in that room. So Metchie's looking amazing. Everything that he'll put on this field will be no surprise. But, you know, I think everybody in his room knows how special he can be, and he'll put that on the field.
Ron, this one got me to thinking. Because, look, John Metchie came out of Alabama. Him and what's William's first name, the kid in Detroit right now?
Starts with a J.
Jamison Williams. And John Metchie were together at Alabama and were a hell of a combo. And I liked John Metchie. I was not in love with John Metchie. I wondered how his game would transition to the NFL. You knew Jamison Williams. You knew that speed was going to transition to the NFL in a major way. That's why he was taken earlier than John Metchie. But I always wondered, what is John Metchie in the NFL? What does that look like in the NFL? I thought he'd be successful, but I wondered how successful and how dominant he could be, whether it was physically or with his speed, right? How does it look at the NFL level? But the audio got me to thinking about him, Ron. Whatever your expectations were for John Metchie, April the 29th, when the Houston Texans drafted him in 2022, right? Between that day and July of 2022, when they announced that he was sick, whatever your expectations were for him in that 3 to 4 month span right there is what your expectations should be for him today. Anything prior to this year, I think it was unfair, unrealistic, and the odds were stacked against the young fella to have any level of success, consistent success, and even remotely close to live up to a second-round draft pick in the league. It was silly to even talk about it, if we're being honest. This year is the year for John Metchie. He's been healthy for a season. He's been healthy in an offseason where he can actually get out there and grind and work with the fellas and get his body right. And now he's in a position with a play caller that's as good as any, or last year was as good as any in the league, a quarterback that last year was as good as anybody in the league, and a supporting cast, the receiver position, that should give plenty of opportunity. Those guys are going to get a ton of attention, whether it's Tank Dell, Stephon Diggs, Nico Collins. They're going to get a ton of attention. So when Metchie does get in the game, there should be some opportunity there, Ron. I think now is the time. John Metchie ultimately got a pass for 2 years, rightfully so. This is the year when the expectations, the bar should be set for John Metchie. This is the year to expect him to show up and show out. And be a second-round pick expectation. I mean, it's not second. Yeah, second-round pick. Whatever expectations come with that, be that for the Texans.
A couple of things. Listening to CJ there and listening to you. First with CJ. I wonder if we said, CJ, what are your thoughts about Jarrett Wayne?
He's amazing.
Right? Jarrett Wayne, who is right now listed as the fourth receiver behind Stephon Diggs, behind Robert Woods and Xavier Hutchinson. I wonder what he'd say about Johnny Johnson the third.
There ain't no doubt. There's no doubt that C.J. Stroud is bordering on everybody being amazing.
He's got something to
say. Yes, indeed.
I tell you, Jarrett, boy, what he does, he's able to go up and get the ball. He high points. I feel like he's got something to say for everybody. But what you're talking about with John Metchie, I don't know about you, Tyler. I don't have any expectations from John Metchie.
Not much.
I don't have any expectation, and the very slim amount of expectation that I have may walk out the door come draft night. Because I feel like I don't, because I know what CJ's saying, but what they keep telling me is, like, they keep either bringing in people ahead of them or keeping on guys as insurance. I don't know why Robert Woods is still on this team. They didn't brought back Steve Sims. Right? Now Stephon Diggs didn't have anything to do with him. But they brought back Noah Brown. Right now, I mean, you count it. Right now, straight up, that's Stephon Diggs, Nico Collins, Tank Dell, Noah Brown, who I know flat out right now
there's
are
your
ahead
four.
Of him. Yep. Should be.
There's your four.
They bring back Steve Sims, who has, to me, shown more than he has.